from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
What up? Welcome to it. This is the best of the week that's been.
Ellie's trawled through it. What have we got on today's show? This week has been a complete blur.
Yeah, because we haven't done any big things this week, but let me tell you, we've had some good lols.
School holidays. Yeah, school holidays changes it a little bit too. Mm. You know, people's routines are out, like kids aren't listening at this particular time always and stuff. So everybody gets thrown around a little bit during school holidays, but it also means the radio show is a little bit more loose too.
Yeah, it's fun. There's some lols. Grant Daniel, we spoke to Grant Daniel. Mm. He's always a good time.
Oh, and we crossed over to the US as well. Talked
we did.
To Rocco Zakarski's mum. So Rocco's going to be a household name in like a year or two.
He's the tallest player in the NBL who's just been drafted. NBA.
The
I always get those
one.
Two mixed up.
Yeah, NBL's NBA. Us.
Yeah.
NBA is the US.
That's the big dogs.
So we crossed over to Minnesota to, chat to his mum. He is only 18, so we couldn't quite get him because she kind of wants to keep the fame and stuff away from him when he's so young and so he can just focus on the sport.
Also, he's kind of too big a deal for us. He's a big deal in America now.
We couldn't reach the microphone up to his 7'3" or whatever he is.
But also in today's podcast, what got in your tent? There's some funny stories there. We try our hand at being an accountant for the end of financial year.
We do. That's funny, actually. And I can't believe the Sunny Coast called through and was like, you can do my finances.
Yeah, right. I talk about wedgies a bit.
Yeah, that was rogue from you, actually.
We take your headbutt stories. There's a whole lot of fun in there.
How long in your head did you want to do the wedgie gear?
Oh, 15 minutes before I brought it to air.
Really?
Yeah. I thought about it on my walk when I was picking a wedgie heaps of times. And then I forgot about it. And then I was like,
perfect.
Hold on.
Show content.
Good show content.
Let's pick Taz's moral compass before I pick a wedgie.
All right. Enjoy this week's episode. We'll speak to you again next week.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
It's cold. It's wet. It's gloomy out there. Visibility's a little low as well.
Yeah, it's been a wet old day.
It has, and I'd really love a bath. It's a bath weather. I was taking
a bath. Well, we've been over this, Taz.
Yeah.
We have been over this multiple times.
Sunny Coast, if you're not familiar, Ellie is being extremely rude and gatekeeping her bath from me. She's got a bath and she says that certain people in the CFM building can use it, but not me.
Well, no, I've just said, you said, can I come over for a bath? I said, no, that's weird. Colleagues shouldn't be bathing in the same vicinity.
We had our receptionist in the room at the time and she goes, could I use your bath? You went, yeah.
Yeah, because she's dainty, you know?
I'm
like, she's
dainty.
Just a little girl, whereas you in my bath would be like a praying mantis, you know? Like, I just feel like
I'll take baby giraffe. Everywhere. Thank you very much if you're going to compare me to an animal. So I brought in a selection of the CFM building this afternoon.
Oh, God.
Different people from different departments to see where exactly the line is. So we're going to play a new game of can they use Ellie's bath?
Okay. There we go.
Can contestant number one step up to the mic, just a name and your role here at CFM?
Phoebe Wicks, social media department.
Hello, Phoebe. So in the answer to the question, can you borrow my bath, is you can borrow my bath. I will allow Phoebe in the bath.
Why?
Again, she's dainty. I feel like she's quite a clean person. She's not going to be leaving any residue.
Residue?
I don't know.
What kind of residue am I leaving
her? I don't know.
Okay. Can we please get contestant number two? Just name and role, please.
Matt Kansian, audio producer.
Thanks, guys. I'm loving you for naming yourselves. This is good.
First
the Christmas
last name.
Cards.
Surely you're allowing Maddie in the bath.
Matt.
He's one of the nicest in the building.
He is one of the nicest in the building. And for that reason, I will say, yes, Matt, you may have a bath.
I'm dainty enough.
A bath at my house.
Come on.
Come on over anytime. My partner and
so
I will let you in.
So Maddie won't leave any residue? Is that what you're
saying? No, Maddie's clean. Maddie's very clean. And also, you know, he works out. He runs a lot. I don't know why that means.
Wouldn't that leave really worse?
I don't know. I'm getting flustered.
Okay, contestant number three.
Okay, Simone Bell, sales director.
Hello, Simone.
Hello, Ellie.
You've got a great voice.
Big
Hearing
dog.
Simone through the microphone, you've got a really great voice, don't you?
One of the big dogs here at CFM as well.
I understand you'd like to borrow my bath.
Oh, please. Yes.
I will allow you to borrow my bath. You're in.
So I'm the
You're
only
into
one.
The bath.
I'm the only one that's been gatekept from this magical bath of yours.
Big Boss Benny.
Oh, no. No, it's already a no.
Full nude. Your place. Can I borrow your bath?
Absolutely
Why not.
Absolutely not.
Why don't you tell the real reason why you won't let me and Taz in the bath?
Because residue and dirt and disgustingness.
Because last time Taz and I were nude, they had to call a snake catcher.
Oh.
It's a big one. You better bring a doona cover, Taz. Get a rake.
Get out,
Kat. We're not bathing together.
No.
Two snake catchers then, Taz.
This is a workplace. You are my boss. Get out of here. You're not using my bath, nor are you, Taz. Oh. The other three of you, you're coming over. You're in my bath.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
So, Sunny Coast, do you do the washing at home? Are you the delegated clothes washer of your family, of your household? If so, you probably have no idea how to use your washing machine.
I feel like we're on Brand Power, helping you buy better right now. Hi, Sunny Coast.
Okay, all right.
Do you do your own washing?
Hang on, this is useful information because okay. I had no idea how to use my washing machine. Do you have any idea how to use yours?
No, Taz, I don't.
Okay,
please,
this music doesn't
me.
Help. I'm here to save you money. Are you listening now?
Okay, sorry.
You love a money
I
saving.
I do love team. Money saving. Yep, you've got me. You've hooked me.
You just probably hit play and just go, yeah, whatever, I'll come back in an hour and a half.
No, you know me. I'm as savvy as they come. I turn the lights off to save electricity. You better believe it.
Okay. Did you know that there's different uses for the different temperatures you're supposed to wash
it? Yes.
What do you use them for?
One of them, like delicate wash, you have to do cold. So
yeah.
Like for fabrics that need a bit of extra TLC.
So did you know that also using cold water is going to save you a whole heap of energy as well?
I had never thought about it, but it makes sense because the water's not being heated.
So the base one, I'm going to start at the top. We'll make our way down. 90 degrees. When would you use the 90 degrees?
When you've got COVID and you want to get rid of some bacteria.
Basically, yes. It's going to use twice the energy than a 40-degree wash, but it is for like towels, whites. It kills everything. It kills everything. But if you're using 90, you're pretty much boiling your clothes.
Yeah.
You may as well buy new clothes.
Is that when you get a bit of shrinkage?
Excuse me?
New clothes?
That was a private thing that I told you off the air. 60
that doesn't
degrees.
That's when it's hot. That's for sure.
Right. 60 degrees down. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
60 degrees is still for like still hot, but it's still going to be using more energy. The 40 degrees is the baseline cost. That's for everydays, all sorts of stuff. So if you're washing on 40 degrees, etc. But if you want to start saving some cash
and
your clothes aren't super dirty, you can actually drop the temperature. Okay, stop being condescending.
I just feel like I'm
trying to help the Sunny Coast.
No, you're...
I came up with this a couple of days ago and I've asked three different friends. I said, do you know how to use your washing machine? And they went, no, that would be interesting, Taz.
It is very interesting.
Is it?
I just feel like I'm in Brand Power helping you buy better. Okay, so ultimately, the colder, the cheaper.
Yes, you could save 40% energy just by dropping it 10 degrees.
40% energy, as in 40% off my whole electricity.
Okay. It is sounding bad. You know, now I hear it back. And it is sounding like Brand Power.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Now, it's the end of financial year, and we want to do a little bit of financial maths for you, help you out. And we've got a $50 McDonald's voucher to give away, 545-11919. You can fuel your cravings, get all your favourites with a Macca's run today. To get your hands on that voucher, what do you buy regularly?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do the maths to work out maybe how much you've spent across the year.
Yeah, we're kind of working out your budgets for you. So if there's something that you head to the shops and buy every day for a year, call and tell us what it is. Now, you and I like to do this often with things that I eat because I'm a creature of habit.
Yep.
I like to eat, you know, turkey every day. So often we've tried to figure out how many turkeys I've eaten in a year.
Yeah, exactly. If you have turkey rice like you do every lunch, you know, 5 days a week, all year, I tried to work out how many turkeys you've gone through. It's 18 turkeys for the year. That's a whole flock of turkeys.
Whoa.
Well, that's it. That's what you've done.
RIP the turkeys. Yeah. Sorry, turkeys.
Yeah, the most bland lunch known to man.
Stop being so lean and delicious then, turkeys.
So what's something that you buy regularly? Because this what sparked it is a guy online, his name's Tyler. He tried to work out how many times he's eaten at Guzman.
Yeah, he went full accountant. He like went full spreadsheets and everything.
Yeah, have a listen.
And we can see that I've eaten 395 times I've transacted at Guzman. So that is an average of more than one per day.
That is a lot.
He also worked it out. He spent almost $7,000 on Guzman for the year. He says that nobody else has beaten him, and I would highly agree.
Well, you have to be having a lunch and a dinner there.
More than
breakfast?
One a day.
Yeah.
They've got to know him by name, by car.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
$7,000.
Crazy. All right. It won't be that bad, but let's count it up for you, Sunny Coast, and you might be walking away with a $50 voucher to Macca's. Thank you very much. 545-11919.
We are being your accountants for today. We're kind of helping you budget because a dude has just done his finances for the year and figured out he spends nearly $7,000 at Guzman every year.
He'd worked out that he'd had 400 transactions there for the year, which is just insane. 545-11919. What do you buy regularly? Natasha from Palmview, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, Tash. Now, what is it that you're buying very regularly that you'd like us to run the numbers on?
It would have to be, for this mama who does a lot of driving for work, coffee.
Coffee. I knew we'd get a coffee caller.
I'm interested in this one, Tash,
because I'm a big coffee purchaser myself. How many are we buying a day/week?
So my coffee obsession, we're now talking buying a decent machine and by the kilo. I tend to try and do as much as I can at home, but shout out to Bean There, Done That out near the airport. The guys there are perfect on their coffees. I'll probably get a small one being in airport transfers each time I'm near the airport. So maybe three times $5-ish a day. But at home, we could certainly add that when I'm doing international flights at ungodly hours. So add the coffee machine, add the per kilo. Yep, the Breville espresso, about $500, $50 a kilo.
Oh, my gosh.
Our first client is throwing a lot of numbers.
There's a lot of numbers. Okay, let's break this down.
Three times a day from Been There, Done That, did you say?
No. Obviously, if I'm doing a long 12, 13-hour day, sometimes I'm out there when they're up early at 6 in the morning, and if I've got another mid-morning Qantas flight about 11, yes. And then if you get a late afternoon, I might go see Joe at the coffee shop at the airport arrivals.
Gee, I don't want to be a tax accountant anymore. This is a lot of information.
So let's call it $15 a day you're spending.
Average.
$15 a day.
Easily 15. Let's bump that to 17.
And how many days a week do you work?
I work 7 days a week until I'm exhausted and take time off.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder you need 1,000 coffees a day, Tash. That's crazy.
So we say probably I work 3 weeks out of four.
All right.
So $17 a day, how much for the year?
Let's say she's buying that 20 days a month.
Don't add how many coffee cups. I have a coffee cup obsession as well.
Okay, so 17 times 20, that's the month cost.
Yeah, that's a month, times 12.
Times 12, okay.
Yeah, that's probably for the planet at Noosa.
Are you just calling to get all your endorsements out?
When she goes through the drive-through next, she'll be like,
coffee out of this.
Guys, I've been saying your name on the radio. I never want to pay for a coffee again. And they'll be like, if you don't pay, we go bankrupt at this point.
So you give us a call at Niche Luxury Transfers.
Okay. All right. Natasha's running her own ad break at the moment, so let's just bring her down. Let's do the sums.
I've got $4,000 on purchased from the airport coffees a day, a year.
That's only for 20 days a month. She's still got ads running in the background.
No, that's for 20 days a month for a year.
Buying her own coffee at home.
Yeah. So, we'll add on. Let's say $5,000.
I think we just triple it.
Tash, $5,000. Is that enough to make up for all the free plugs you've just gotten?
Absolutely. I'll take it.
Okay.
You got one more? Got one more, Tash?
Absolutely. Shout out to my daughter, Arrow, who's just laughing upstairs at my coffee addiction.
Okay.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Deal or no deal, Tazzie, has been pushed to the prime time slot of 7 p.m. on Channel 10. And the host, Grant Denyer, joins us now. Hello, Grant.
On the Ellie and Taz show.
Do you know what, Grant? We work in a building with a whole bunch of radio stations, a whole bunch of radio shows on it.
Mm.
Every other show has a jingle except for us.
Yep.
So you may have just created one.
You do now. You're welcome.
Do we?
It was pitch perfect. And don't change a thing.
Can we have usage rights from you and we'll just grab that audio and it can be in all our openers?
You have my full permission to use it until you become millionaires, at which point then I want at least 0.05%.
Oh.
You know what? I will 100% take that.
I was going to haggle that down, actually.
I'm fine. We're millionaires. You can have whatever you want, Grant. Now, deal or no deal. God, this show's been around forever, hasn't it?
It was a tradition in my family growing up.
It was. It was one of those where it was your sort of your afternoon or evening ritual with the family. You choose a case and everyone would see who had more money in their case. Is that what you guys did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hang on. I need to admit to something. Is Grant, I would pick the case depending on how attractive the person holding it was.
Oh, pig.
As in you would give them a number. You would like say like he or she is an 8 out of 10. Is that what you would do?
No.
What, the contestant? No, that's rough.
No. Pick the case number. Number 16's
Gotcha, depending on who was holding it at the time. Yeah. I gotcha. That makes more sense. Yeah.
He's a pest.
It's one of those things that's quite funny. It's an easy game to play, and the money we give away is large. And, like, it's one of those – I'm so glad it's kind of this way around, where we make it as easy as possible for people to win big rather than, you know, try and trip them up or put hurdles in front of them to prevent them from winning the money. But if it comes down to just, like, simply choosing one case to win 100 grand, it's a pretty good deal.
Well, that's the thing. Would you say there's a whole lot of skill involved, or it's primarily luck?
Well, they don't call this Tom Gleason's favourite game show of all time for no reason. It's because it's heaps better than his stupid game show where all you win is a damn plastic cup. So, come on, let's be real here. Tom Gleason is a pretender and GD's the real deal.
Oh, my God. I'm sending that straight to Daily Mail. We've got a feud on our hands.
GD's the real deal or no deal. That's the full sentence, actually.
Yeah, you know who's no deal? Tom Gleason's no bloody deal. That's who's no deal.
You know, he's probably not listening right now, Grant. Like, this is, I feel like you're going hard.
Yeah, no, it's good fun. Sometimes, you know, he's taller than me, so it's better to just cut him off at the knees. You know what I mean? Like, just go, well, I'm tired of TV people just being too kind and too nice and just sort of, you know, saying, oh my God, they're my inspiration. No.
Hang on, we've got somebody calling through at the moment. It's Tom. Let's add him in.
Sorry, I'm losing you. I'm running out of signal. My battery's flat. Bye.
Now, Grant, I made myself a resolution, a New Year's resolution back at the start of the year to get on a game show in 2025. If someone's listening right now, just someone else, and wants to be on Deal or No Deal, how do you go about doing that?
Wow, God, it's only if you were like chatting to someone who knew how these things worked or something. You know what I mean? Only if you knew someone who hosted Australia's favourite game show, so you could kind of shortcut your way through.
I don't have Tom Gleason's number, though. Oh!
Yeah. I'll give you Larry Emders. He's nicer.
Grant, when you're playing along, Grant, when you're filming the episode, you're halfway through or whatever, like the episode itself, do you know what's in that case or are you playing along just like the contestant is?
Hell no. I can't be trusted with that kind of like important information because, you know, I'm a simpleton blabbermouth and I'll spoil the results. I kind of like going along for the ride.
I feel ya. We've got a contest running on our station at the moment where there's a mystery word and I can't be trusted with the mystery word either, Grant, so I get it.
I hear. Yeah. I know what it's like. Like, it's just once you know it's in your mind, it's so easy for it to just slip out.
Yeah.
So I prefer to play a neutral party. But if you do want to go into Deal or No Deal, we'll probably start filming again in about November, and all it is just dealornodealcasting.com.au, and all you got to do is register. And the cool part is when they sort of invite you to come down on the show, is everyone has the opportunity of being picked on the day. So it's kind of, yeah, it's so much fun. It's like a wild party in there.
Done. I will see you in November, Grant, because I'm literally going to put my application through tonight. If you see it come through, it's Ellie Cheney from the Sunshine Coast.
Okay, all right.
If you could just pop that one straight on top of the pile, that'd be great.
And if she wins $50,000, she's leaving the Ellie and Taz show.
Grant Denyer from Deal or No Deal at its brand new time slot of 7 p.m. on Channel 10. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a bloody pleasure, you cute little devils, you.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
What got in your tent after apparently up on Gari, if you're heading there these school holidays, dingoes are getting into people's tents.
Wow.
And stealing their food. I had one get into when I was on Gari like 10 years ago. We were sitting around a marquee having food and a dingo came underneath the walls of the marquee, got a pack of salt and vinegar chippies and ran off with it.
Oh, that's a good cover. It's a good cover for you going, throw it in my tent and I'll stash that for later.
Where'd the chippies go?
You love salt and vinegar chips.
It was a Bingo stole my chippies.
10 years later, you're still clinging to the lie, which is really good.
You know dingoes steal things. Let's go to Rodney and Perigian. Rod, what got in your tent?
Oh, hi, legends. Well, it wasn't here in this country. It was in Canada when I lived there.
Can I guess? Can we guess?
Yes, have a guess.
A moose.
No.
A grizzly bear.
Yes.
What?
Wow. Tell us, Rod. What? Tell us all about it.
So we went for a hike and we had our Australian friends over visiting and I learned that in Canada you have to hide, like, get a rope and you hide your food up a tree. Oh. Well, they didn't. We forgot to tell them and they had some food in the tent and we came back. The tent was ripped apart. Stuff was everywhere. A bear had got into the tent and just ripped everything just to get to the little bit of food.
That's what Ellie said happened to the salt and vinegar chips as well.
It wasn't a bear, yeah. Taz. It was a dingo. Do you know if it was a... Was it a grizzly bear or a brown bear? Because apparently grizzlies are the ones that can kill you.
Well, grizzlies and brown bears are actually the same. It's brown and blacks over there. It would have been a brown, because the area that we were camping in, there was a few brown bears in the area.
I don't understand why Canadians go, oh, you don't want to go to Australia, everything can kill you.
Literally,
bears?
It's funny we're having this chat, because I was talking to my friend this morning who's over in Canada, and she said you cannot hike alone over there. They've currently closed the hiking trails because there's cougars on the loose that can get you.
Oh, we got some cougars here.
I know, down at the Ocean Street on a Sunday, am I right?
Maybe they stole your salt and vinegar chippies.
Okay, it was the dingo. Now I know how Lindy feels, honestly.
Who's Lindy?
Lindy Chamberlain.
Oh, right.
Yeah, didn't know you were a first name either. Basis. Hey, what got in your tent? Call us now. And you could be heading to Wildlife HQ. Well, let's go to Paul in Biwa. Paul, what got in your tent?
A massive, massive snake.
Oh, no.
Not one of the nice ones either. One of the nasty ones. It was the taipan.
Oh, wow.
They will kill you in, like, minutes, right?
Yeah, very, very bad one, that one. Talking just under 2 metres long. Probably quite an old one, but just under 2 metres long up near Karumba, in the tent, just chilling.
All right, Karumba.
This Taz, you need to pipe down, okay? This is an incredible story
it
from
is
Paul.
Fun of Paul's story. Paul always tells fantastic stories.
Paul, how did you get the taipan out? Because, I just would freeze in that situation.
It actually left of its own accord, and then the caretaker of the campsite that we were at, he took care of it as the caretaker. But yeah, it was a big one, and it didn't particularly like being disturbed once it was in there. I think it decided I would quite happily have left it and given it the tent.
Mm-hmm. But, you don't need that tent anymore. That's gone.
No, that's right.
They're the most deadly snake in the world, the taipan.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was
I'm
the brown
pretty sure,
snake.
Isn't it? Is that right, Paul?
They're one of the bad ones. Yeah. They're not great.
Oh god.
Don't want to pick a fight with one.
No, absolutely.
He lived to tell the tale.
Is that another pun?
I can't say anything now without you thinking it's a pun.
Okay. Next you're going to be like, oh, he probably just wanted to play a game of snakes and ladders with you, Paul.
Two-person tent, but one snake, am I right? Okay.
Thank you, Paul. Sorry about Taz. Incredible story. We'll go now Sarah from Perigian Springs. Sarah, what got in your tent?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was my partner when he went camping. He had a possum come into his tent.
Oh, no. What, was he in there at the time? Was he sleeping?
Yeah, it was just sitting at the end of his tent and he woke up to it in there.
Oh, my God.
So he just told me that he screamed and just sort of pretended to be like a baboon pretty much to get it out of the tent. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Is he in the car with you, did you say?
He is, yes.
Can he do his baboon impersonation for us, please?
Can you do your baboon impersonation?
Oh, God.
You didn't do that. No way did you do that. No way.
I think that was in my chest. I woke up to it at the end of my bed, like in the tent, and I literally looked and then went. and it got out quicker than you could blink, but it scared the crap out of me.
That's good presence of mind to have if you've been just woken up to think, I'm going to be a baboon in this situation.
I don't know what was going through my head, but yeah.
No. Well, oh they're notoriously rampant. Where were you camping?
Just down Tasmania.
Oh, yeah, baboons. Highly frequented in Tassie. The possum would have been like, oh, not another one of these.
Oh, love it, guys. Love it. And guess what? It's won your family pass to Wildlife HQ. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much. We've got our little one in the back as well, so she'll be super stoked.
Perfect. It's native, exotic, iconic, next to the big pineapple. And, guys, while you're there, there is a brand new baby gibbon as well. Super rare to have one born in captivity. We saw it, like, last month. He's so tiny.
Oh, my God, she will love that. Thank you so much.
Don't go up to it and use your baboon impression. You might scare her.
Definitely not.
Thanks, guys.
Ellie
and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We need to stop down this radio show right now.
We are going to pivot. We were going to ask a particular question, give away some tickets to Wildlife HQ, which we're still going to give away. But the question we're asking has changed because of the traffic report that came through 3 minutes ago.
Watch for a cow off to the side of the Bruce Highway, northbound in Bells Creek before Caloundra Road.
What? There's a cow.
Paul from traffic, you've made that up, my friend.
Where's the cow on the side of the Bruce?
545-11919. Eyewitness accounts of the cow, please.
Have you seen it? Are you driving to Brisbane maybe at the moment? You've driven past kind of the Aura region.
Or you're about to and you'd love to drive through and give us a live sighting.
Yes, we need to see the cow. We need
family pass up for grabs to Wildlife HQ, native, exotic, iconic, next to the big pineapple. But right now we are talking the cow next to the Bruce.
Watch for a cow off to the side of the Bruce.
That's so funny.
What?
I hope the cow's okay.
Can you help us out? 545-11919.
Cow watch at CFM. There's a cow on the loose near the Bruce and we need to get to the bottom of this. Is this an Ellie Chaney investigation?
Definitely is.
We put the call out.
I thought Paul from traffic might be lying to us. But no, it seems like it's a real thing. 545-11919. Have you spotted the cow? What can you tell us? Are you about to drive that way and you want to give us a live sighting? Give us a buzz. Should we go to the phones?
Hello, Rod. Have you got an eyewitness account
for us? I'm not giving you that.
Hey, you're just trying to milk that joke.
Hey, double pun.
It was ugly bad.
Hey, have you seen the cow?
I think I did. I was travelling to Caloundra to pick my client up and there was a cow on the side of the road, sort of on the Caloundra exit.
Okay, when you say on the side of the road, is it waiting to cross the road?
No, so as you can turn off on the exit, there's that big paddock there and it was on the other side of the fence, like it was starting to go outside the fence.
Oh, no.
He's just exploring.
He is exploring. He wants to pop down the Bruce.
Yeah, thanks, Rod.
Thanks, Rod. All right, one eyewitness account. Benny and Sippy Downs, hello, is that you?
It is me.
Have you seen this elusive cow?
I have. I actually called the police.
Oh, the police? Why? Is the cow breaking the law?
Or it could be eating someone else's grass.
Oh, wow.
Cutting someone else's grass. it was real close to the road, and it wasn't a small cow or bull, whatever it was. If it walks on the road, I think it's going to do a lot of damage.
Fair. No, good. Well, good on you, Benny. Good Samaritan.
Yeah, thanks, Benny. First on the scene.
That's all right.
And Sunny Coast, if you're driving around there as well, keep an eye out because there is that bovine roaming around.
Oh, did you just chat GPT other words for cow?
No, I know what a bovine is.
Yeah, you do. Farmer Taz over here, everybody.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are Ellie and Taz live across the Sunny Coast in Noosa.
We absolutely love Sunny Coasters on the big stage. Mm-hmm. And there isn't really a bigger stage than the NBA.
And the other night, the NBA draft took place, and this happened.
With the 45th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Rocco Zekarski from Sunshine Coast, Australia.
We've got a Sunny Coaster in the NBA. NBA, Tassie.
Absolutely massive. I know, and we've been sort of looking forward to this for the last couple of years because everybody's going, gee, Rocco's got to, he's got to be on the, in the NBA when he's old enough because he's only 18.
He is, but he has made it in, and joining us live from Minnesota now is his mum, Kylie. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, guys.
Take us back to that moment, Kylie. Who's in the room? Where are you? Are you still in Australia at this moment?
No, we went to New York. Well, Rock chose to go to a private restaurant where he could just be with his agent and his family. And we just had, we had like a room and some screens set up. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty tense. It was crazy highs, crazy lows, emotions. And it felt like it was sort of slow motion. And then it was just such a big wave of relief when his name got called. It was huge.
What was the first contact that you had with the NBA? And because I know they've got lots of development programs and stuff. Like, when did they come to you, or did you have to reach out and go, hey, we think our son might be pretty good?
No. So actually, it was a little bit of a funny story because Rock and I were in Melbourne. Rock was a swimmer. And we were at the national championships for school swimming.
Of course you were.
In Melbourne. And Rock had just won the 50 free, I believe. And we were in the hotel room and my phone rang. And he said, I'm from the NBA Academy and I just wanted to you to know that we're watching your son. And, you know, we're really excited about him and we're watching him and we'd just like to see what happens. But we just wanted to ring and say hi.
What, so and, they'd and seen I, swim and what, just saw that he was 7'3" and thought, hey, basketball's the game for him?
Well, he'd been to like a school tournament in, I think, Townsville or somewhere like that, and they'd sort of seen flashes of something. I mean, he was still like this baby giraffe running up and down the court, so he was so young and he really didn't have any idea what he was doing, but they saw something. They saw height, they saw athleticism, you know, for that height, I guess, and yeah, he just said, we're watching you. And it happened really quickly. So after that, he got up some momentum. And it was funny because I got off the phone and said to Rocco, some guy called Marty Clark rang me. And Rocco was like, oh, my goodness. He searched him up and he said, Mom, that's the NBA Global Academy. That's crazy. And that's how it all started. And then it just sort of snowballed. Well, it was quickly, really, because he was 14. Now he's 18 and he's in the NBA. So it was quick, but it didn't feel that quick. There's a lot. It's sort of a big journey. It's quite a crazy journey. Yeah, we're just super proud of him and just really, really supportive. He's very driven himself, so he doesn't need any of that sort of. He doesn't need a push. We've never pushed him. He doesn't need to be pushed. He probably needs help to back off a little bit at times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I suppose the future that's ahead of him is one of fame, fortune, you know, glitz and glamour. Like he's about to become a real celebrity. How do you feel about that?
Well, I did say to him a few times because we you know, we get stopped everywhere we go and there's a bit of, you know, the internet's not always nice. So I did say to him at one point, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, oh, yeah, I want to do this. It's all good. I've got this, Mum. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, it's a bit daunting. I think there's a lot more good than bad. And you just, you know, he's got three siblings and some really great mates who will continually keep him grounded. They're not going to let him get away with himself. So that I feel pretty confident about. But, yeah, it is a crazy life. We've certainly been experiencing it particularly the last week, but the last few months. You know, we just got to enjoy each day as it comes and be there with him when he needs us and go back to a quiet existence on the sunny coast when he doesn't.
Well,
lovely.
We are his number one fans here, Kylie.
Yeah.
Tell Rocco all the best from everyone at CFM and everyone on the Sunshine Coast. And thank you so much for joining us late at night in Minnesota.
No worries. Well, thank you for having me. And I will let Rocco know. He'll be extremely happy to have had that support. Thank you.
Let's go Timberwolves.
Yeah, Timberwolves all the way.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I scour through the news on a daily basis. Oh. And there's a lot of negative stuff out there. Every week it feels like the world could be ending.
Yep.
Today I've stumbled across a guy named Derek who is preparing for the world to end. He is what we call a doomsday prepper.
Yep.
And he has been preparing ever since 2007. So he's a bit of an expert when it comes to...
Wow, 18 years in the biz.
In the biz, yeah. And so he's published a list of things that we need if the world ends. Would you like me to take you through it?
Yeah, please. You'd be stuffed if you were to become a doomsday prepper.
Why?
Because it involves prep. You've never prepped for anything in your entire life.
Right, I prepped for this show. That's how I found Derek.
No, you wing it. Is there any doomsday winging it tips that you could give us?
Well, this is the thing, right? If the world does come to an end or, you know, we get some catastrophic event.
God, this is a rosy way to start the show.
Well, I'm prepping people. I'm putting a positive spin on it. I think I'm not cut out to be a survivor. You know those movies
I know. No one's surprised.
Yeah. I don't want to have to be on the run. And
no,
like,
you're
oh,
first gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you'll just, be patient zero.
Yeah, a lot of effort. But Derek says we need, he says a lot of people think water's the most important. It is important, but food, more important, because in a doomsday situation...
You can drink your own pee.
What? Whoa. No one said anything about drinking their own pee,
oh,
Taz.
I thought...
That's gross. You took it to a gross place. Derek's not talking about that, okay. You sicko.
Sorry, let me bring it right back.
Okay. No, he says food's harder to get your hands on. Water, it can fall from the sky. You can drink that, can't you?
You can drink your own pee.
Yeah, yeah. What? Again.
You can.
You said you wanted to start the show on
high
note.
I've seen Bear Grylls. He does that all the time. He loves it. He's a big fan.
Okay. All right. Well, you can do that. I'm just going to get a water tank in my little cabin. Thanks very much. So he reckons you need enough food for up to 90 days. And he's talking rice, beans, wheat, canned meats, and military ration packs.
What else has he got in there?
Water. Yep. Radios. So obviously, and this
big fans of Ellie and Taz show.
This is what got me thinking. Would we be essential in a doomsday situation?
We were essential through COVID, believe it or not.
But not many people
crazy.
Know how to use this big stick. Not many people know how to turn on. And
we
off
certainly
the mics.
Don't.
I think maybe I don't want to be patient zero. Maybe I do want to survive. Finally, there's
should
heaps
we dig up
other
Caroline?
Stuff.
We should dig up Caroline if doomsday happens.
Bro, I can do it. I can sit in here and broadcast. Like, the zombies are coming, everybody.
Okay.
I've just seen them in Mountain Creek. Cash,
excuse
a go
me,
bag.
Leave my hometown out of this. It's very
and
rude.
And finally, a support network. He says, build up a mutual assistant group now while the grid's still up.
Oh, my gosh. This guy sounds boring.
Whoa. So you don't want to be in my
Where's
mutual assistant
Where's the fun
group?
Stuff? Where's the, like, the machine guns and stuff?
Oh, he doesn't talk about the machine. I'm sure he's got them. He looks like he's got them. That's for sure.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Who would have thought all those years ago that going la 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 in a song would last 20 years
one,
of airplay on the radio?
Great song.
It's crazy.
Eminem, don't listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking
hey,
about.
Hey, I'm a big fan, but still. Hey, we're Ellie and Taz. This is CFM. And we've come up with a new game.
We're calling it the Segway game. We haven't come up with it. I've seen people do different sorts of things around it, but it's basically stemmed from Carrie and Tommy is the show on after us. We're done at 6. They take over. At the start of their show, they thank a sponsor.
Yep.
But the sponsor, they've found a really unique way to tie it into the show. Have a listen.
Carrie and Tommy's buns are still a bit sore after running the Big Five Marathon in Africa. But speaking of buns, Gruen has got the best buns. Their panini and traditional buns are now high fibre, low GI, baked fresh daily.
Okay.
I mean...
Their buns are still sore from running a lot. Speaking of buns, how good... Right, so that's just... It's a terrible segue.
Yeah, but it's fun to try and do. So you and I climbed up Mount Coolin this morning and
we were
playing.
So we came up with an example for like, so let's go speed dating into mowing and lawnmowers. In speed dating, it's really bad to mow other people's grass. However, with your new mower, you're going to want to cut other people's grass because it's just so good. There we go. There's the segue between the two.
So about half an hour ago, you and I gave each other two topics that we have to come up with segues for. Would you like to go first?
Yeah.
All right.
Hit me, hit me.
I've given you traffic lights and aged care.
Oh, my gosh. It's so tough. So you know how... So you're coming up to a traffic light.
Yeah.
And it goes orange. Gives you the orange light and you have to slow down.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're slowing down?
Great.
Then you should... reach out and do aged care.
What? As in before you come to a red light?
Well, if you feel like you're slowing down.
We'll transition you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, you gave me traffic light and aged care. That's on you. You kind of knew where it was going.
Okay. All right. Give me one of mine.
Okay. Let's start with bike riding and dentistry.
Okay. Riding a bike is easier when you're in a straight line. Your teeth enjoy being in line too.
No,
book a visit today.
I don't like that.
At Ellie's Dental.
No, that's no good. No? Nah.
Oh.
No good.
Oh, all right. Well, what about you? Knitting needles.
Oh, come on.
And 2 minute noodles.
Oh, my gosh. 2 minute noodles and knitting needles.
Hit us.
You know when you're sitting around with your friends eating some 2 minute noodles and having a bit of a yarn?
Oh.
Well, you can spin a ball of yarn.
I mean, I don't hate it.
It's tough.
I don't hate
it. It's really hard. Okay.
I thought you would have gone with like noodles, needles. There's only two letters different or something.
Oh, no, that's the easy way out, Ellie.
Is it? Oh, sorry. Okay.
I went with having a yarn. Okay, finally for you.
Yeah.
Plumbing supplies.
Yeah.
And florist.
Okay. Sometimes a clogged toilet doesn't smell like a bunch of flowers.
Oh, nice.
That's when you need Ellie's Plumbers.
Well done.
Thank you.
New game.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFF. Jeff Bezos has recently been married.
Yeah.
He's just had his wedding. I think it was over the weekend. And people have tried to work out exactly how much it cost. Because he is like number two in the world, richest man. If I was a rich
girl, na, na, na. There's no If I Was a Rich Man song, so.
No.
Sorry.
Well, he is, though, being worth about, I'm going to put everything into Australian dollars for us. He's worth around 335 billion Australian.
Let that sink in.
335
to think,
billion dollars.
We got paid today, right? And within 10 minutes, all of my money had been filtered into various bills and whatnot.
Hit play on that again.
As in, I've got none left.
No, yes. No.
If I was a witch girl, it would be great.
A what girl? A witch girl? That's Harry Potter spin-off that's coming soon. So, Jeff Bezos worth $335 billion.
Yeah.
Roughly, people have worked out he spent around $75 million on his wedding.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
It's massive. That is a huge wedding.
Yeah, but
it was A-listers, it was cars,
yeah, the Kardashians
destination wedding. It was just a bit of everything, right? He's really gone all out with it. And people have worked out that's only 0.02% of his net worth. So, wow, she's got all the buttons
yeah,
ready to
I'm
go.
I'm mixing it up. Look at that. Pay me
so
more money.
What is 0.02 of everybody else's net worth? That's what I'm trying to work out.
You're going into people's bank accounts.
He splashed so little money with $75 million. To him, that's nothing.
Yeah.
He's not even going to blink. He's not even going to realize that came out of his account, right?
Well, in a way, like, good on him for propelling the economy of, where was it, Sardinia or somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere like that, yeah.
Europe. Yeah, yeah. You know?
Well, so the average Sunny Coast household has an annual income of around $90,000.
Right.
So if they were to have a luxurious wedding like that and to just spend so little money, they don't even care about it. It should be a $20 wedding. $20 for the average Australian or Sunny Coast household.
That's a couple of McSmart meals
from
Macca's.
You're not going to feel $20 coming out of your account, right?
Oh, speak for yourself. Bezos in the room, everybody.
It's $20.
Doesn't even feel a lobster coming out.
Okay, what about a part-time single mum?
Yep.
45K-ish, maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
Isn't minimum wage? Oh, part-time. Yeah, like yeah, 45. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah, cool.
That's $10.
Oh.
Just a $10 wedding.
Yeah,
you're
easy.
Not going to feel that.
What's that? That's a couple of sushi rolls.
And what about a uni student? Casual work, working one or two shifts a week.
Some of our street team members.
Exactly. Let's say $20,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
They're spending less than a fiver on their wedding.
Okay, what's that now? A Coke Zero, 600 mil, baby.
Exactly. To Bezos, he spent $75 million, and to him, that's just the same price as a Coke is.
One day, Tassie.
Isn't it crazy?
One day we'll learn how much? $350
billion. $335 bazillion.
Well, we'll go one up on him and we'll do 350 bills.
Great.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Whoa, what was that? What was that? Does anyone know what that was?
No, I just did a bad joke before those songs. You can't come off the back of the songs with a bad joke too. People are going to stop listening.
That was a great joke.
Okay.
Sorry, everybody goes, gee, if I was on the radio, I'd do that. Mm. Well, I just did it.
Yeah, well, well done, Taz. You're a man of the people.
Thank you.
We are Ellie and Taz. This is CFM. I have a question for you, Taz.
Mm. What was that?
No.
Okay.
We're done with that. Is it unladylike / unattractive?
Mm-hmm.
If you witness a girl picking out a wedgie, like, are you turned off by that?
Nah.
Really?
I'm not turned off by it.
Because I pick wedgies all the time.
Really? I've never seen you pick a wedgie.
Well,
you're picking a good time to pick a wedgie.
Am I? Mm. I'm a good wedgie picker.
Mm.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I wear leggings and bike shorts a lot.
Why do you ask? This is a weird question for
because
me.
Because I was
Are you self-conscious about it? So you're just like, oh, I'm going to stand in the corner randomly.
Well, no, more just I do it. I'm not super self-conscious about it, but I was doing it the other day because I had these really uncomfortable pair of undies on that kept riding up my butt. And I was thinking, are people seeing this and thinking that girl's a grub?
Nah, because it happens to everybody. Guys and girls, we all have wedgies.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I can do it in public and not be embarrassed about it? Or is it still a bit embarrassing to pick a wedgie?
Do it right now.
I don't
now.
Know.
Do it now. Do it now and I'll tell you if it's embarrassing and you can do
okay.
it in public
well, I'm
or
actually,
not.
It's a good, I'm wearing tights right now, so that actually works. So yep. if I'm just standing there and I yep. go like this.
The eye contact is not great. It's not. It's really not great.
And I kind of did the thrust with that one, like
yeah,
got
you
up
did.
On my tippy toes.
You threw it at me. Yeah.
yeah. Okay, I'll do a subtle
Don't
one.
Do that at the plaza.
Tell me, okay. Look at me.
Where do I look at you? I don't know where to look.
We're just going to be talking and I'm going to pick a wedgie yep. at some stage
okay.
and you need to tell me which stage I've picked it at.
See if the Sunny Coast can work out when you wedgie picked.
Yeah, okay. So I was walking down at the beach the other day and I decided that I had to.
What are you doing?
I laughed. You'll know when I picked it because I giggled.
Okay, no, don't do it
so
in public.
So no picking wedgies.
I think whatever you're doing, because I've known you for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen you pick a wedgie.
Haven't
you? Let's go back to that. I prefer, because now I've shared eye contact with you while you've picked a wedgie. I want to go back to 2 minutes ago. Literally, can we just go back?
Oh, okay. Because I just feel like I just want to know, like, has
Let's
society...
Not, we don't need to,
okay, all right,
Do
all
we
right.
need to keep talking
no,
about
we
this?
No, we don't. No, we can go to the news if
okay,
we want.
Okay, I never want to see you pick another wedgie.
Oh, fuck. You said it wasn't unattractive. Don't go back on your words.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
The question...
Do you have a story about a headbutt? Okay.
Anything that involves a headbutt.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want like, oh, I got in a bar fight and the dude headbutted me, you know, unless it's a fun story.
I'll take that.
I don't want any, you know, real biffo. But this is a fun headbutt story.
Yeah.
A surfer over in Florida has been out minding his own business on New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have to say it like that? Do you?
Well, I feel like that's how you New Smyrna. Yeah, I feel like that's how it's said. He was just minding his own business, waiting on his board, when a bull shark jumps out of the water and headbutts him.
Wow!
Bruises his bicep and his face, and he's been headbutted by a shark.
Headbutted by a shark. Did he headbutt the shark, or did the shark headbutt him?
The shark headbutted him. Yeah. Yeah. Lucky his mouth wasn't open.
The
that would be a headbutt. That'd be a bite.
A bite.
Yeah, or a swallow maybe.
Wow.
The phones are lighting up.
Let's take a call right now.
Whoa, you're wild, bro, but okay. Matt in Kiwana, hello, is that you?
It is. Hey, how are you?
Good, bud. You are live on the radio. What's your headbutt story?
Okay, so it's a pretty quick one, but I was at a kid's water park and I was down the bottom waiting for my young daughter to come down so I could grab her, and someone called out my name, and as I turned around, my daughter come down, headbutted me in the face.
Oh.
My nose started pissing out blood everywhere, and everyone was looking at me thinking, oh yuck, that's disgusting, all your blood's going in the pool. But
oh yeah,
it was pretty full on.
Oh, so how was your daughter, how was her head?
Yeah, no, she swam off like nothing happened. She was fine, but yeah, I've been battling away with a sore nose ever since, pretty much.
Oh, Matt, that
kids
is
are bouncy, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Boing. Sorry, adult, doesn't hurt me.
Let's go to the phones. Ari, hello. What's your headbutt story?
So back in 1998, when we had trampolines with no netting around it, and I have headbutted the springs and took a chunk. I was about 5 years old, and I got about 10 stitches up my forehead.
Is rough.
Yeah, see, I remember those days.
I was having a conversation the other day. What do you think? Who do you think had it tougher? Us growing up with those springy, unguarded trampolines,
yep,
or kids these days on e-scooters? What's more dangerous?
I think it's got to be us.
I think it's got to be us.
Also,
too.
You forget how hot those springs and the metal frames got. Remember, it was almost impossible to jump on those things sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, to this day, I'm very scared of getting double bounced because you just flew straight off.
Yeah, you're gone. You're in the neighbour's yard.
Great one. Thanks, Ari. I'm sorry to hear about that terrible headbutting. We'll go now to Cassie in Caloundra West. Cassie, what's your headbutt story?
So I was in grade 4, I think, and we were playing tag for PE, and I saw this guy and I ran towards him and he dodged out of the way, and one of my friends, I didn't see her, she was coming from the other side, and we just smacked heads. And we literally like rebounded off each other, and I just got up and I instinctively was just holding my head, like my eyebrow, and it turns out that her tooth had cut deep in my eyebrow and she had lost the tooth and it split her lip. So she ended up having to go to hospital and both of us ended up having stitches.
You had a tooth lodged in your head.
It wasn't in my head. It just like cut, sliced through my eyebrow and fell out somewhere. She never found it.
Cass, that is a crazy story. Thank you. Headbutted by a tooth. All right, finally, let's go to Kylie in Pelican Waters. Kylie, what's your headbutt story?
When I was younger, I went to a birthday party and we went to a water slide, and I went down and the gentleman behind me obviously was let down a bit too soon, and he was a very big man and he came flying down after me and, landed on me and headbutted my face, and I ended up with the cracker of a big black eye, and everybody had to go home because from the birthday party because of my black eye.
Oh, no.
That'll ruin the birthday party.
I ruined my friend's birthday party.
Where was this, Kylie? Was this on the coast?
No, it was actually in Victoria where I grew up.
Yeah, right. It's water slides. You can't trust them, can you?
We've had 5 stories so far. 2 of them have been water slide-related headbutts. I didn't think you were going to get a single headbutt story.
There you go, Taz.
You could have asked the question, have you got a headbutt story relating to a water slide, and you still would have got more than one.
The Sunshine Coast, home of the headbutt.
A home of the water sliding headbutt.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
We're going a little loopy this afternoon, Sunny Coast, because we're just stoked that it's a Friday. We can smell the weekend.
Yeah, we can.
It's almost here.
Sounds
hey,
like banana, because I just had a banana.
No, you just burped a little bit. That's gross. So there is a World War II veteran. He's 106. You love really old people.
I love old people.
You get like people do with like a soft toy.
Yeah,
you give them a cuddle.
Cuteness aggression. You know when you just like you see a cute baby or a cute dog and you just go, "Oh!" I do that when I see cute old men.
I start pointing out really old people to you when we're out and about.
I appreciate it.
I'm like, that person's over 85.
You know, some friends like point out hot chicks to each other and stuff, or like a hot dude.
Yeah.
You to me, just like, "Oh, Ellie, what about this guy?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, he's 106.
He's so cute.
Look at his little Zimmer frame."
So he's over in the UK and his name is Leslie Lemon.
Leslie Lemon. Stop it. I love him already.
He's 106 and he's put his long life down to one particular food item that he says he's had pretty much every day of his entire life.
If it's a lemon, that'll do me.
It's not a lemon.
It's not a lemon.
So he's 106 and he puts his long life down to custard.
Oh, yuck.
I thought you loved old people.
I do, but I don't love custard.
Well, you're going to die young.
So Leslie Lemon's been eating custard every... This sounds like a fable or something.
He says, if people are listening, my secret to a long life is custard, custard, custard. That's what he says.
Well, that's a terrible secret, Leslie. I love you. I respect you as a human
I've
being.
I've sent you a picture of him if you want a cuteness overload live on
is
the radio.
Is he eating the custard, though?
Do you want a custard picture?
No, well, it's not. It's not one I'd be super stoked to get because custard's, oh, God. Oh, why are his eyes so? Has he got pink
eye? He's 106.
Yeah, but.
He's a Ellie.
That's like genuine pink eye territory.
Okay, so I'm, you're being mean to, firstly, a war vet from the trenches of World War II, firstly.
Well, I respect that about him.
Okay, so let me break down the fact that you love old people. You love old people to a point. They can actually get too old. Is that what you're saying?
No, but if they've got pink eye, that does downgrade. That downgrades their cuteness a bit. And this guy,
sorry, Leslie. I know life, like existence for you is pain really at this point in time, but Ellie thinks you should do something about your goopy eye.
Someone's farting on the pillows at the nursing home, I think, for Leslie.
I'm shutting up. Okay. I don't want to do
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
One word stands between you and the cash. Yeah. On CFM, Foz and Brooks, $20,000 mystery word.
Yeah, Andrew won the 5K yesterday, and the powers that be here at CFM have said that a brand new word will launch Monday morning with Foz and Brooks. So we've got a couple of days up our sleeve between mystery words, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, how hard could it be to trawl through Foz and Brooks' show and pick a new word?
Yeah, because that's where it comes from, right? So make sure you're listening to their show in the morning because you could be $5,000 richer just for doing so.
So I have come up with three possible mystery words.
Okay.
I want you to tell me if they're too hard, too easy, or just the right difficulty.
Oh, so I get to play the mystery word?
You get to play along. So these are what I think. I trawled through the last couple of weeks of their show. I've picked sentences, mm-hmm. bleeped a word out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think of this one.
There is about 50 loaves of in there. Have you been in there?
Bread.
Oh, okay.
50 loaves of bread.
Well, have a listen to the answer.
There is about 50 loaves of bread in there. Have you been in there?
Give me the 5 G's, baby.
No, no,
oh my
no.
God, that's, I'm going to spend it on a holiday.
This is just a trial. This is just a trial, all right? Let's try. Okay, so that's not strong enough. Let's try this one.
But there were lots of around at that time in the morning, I won't lie.
God, it sounds like she's swearing.
Oh, no, it's just badly edited by me.
But there were lots of around at that time in the morning, I won't lie.
It's badly headed by you because there's a word that comes to mind that I'm not allowed to say. Chickens?
Why would she say chickens around at that time of the morning?
But there were lots of around at that time in the morning, I won't lie.
I don't know. Maybe she was spending a weekend on a farm?
Is that too easy or too... Is it too hard, do you think, for a
mystery
word?
There were lots of people around at that time. There were lots of coffees.
Listen to the answer.
But there were lots of cars around at that time of the morning, I won't lie.
Come on, Ellie.
The mystery word.
I know you wake up late and you don't know, but things in the morning. Chickens?
The mystery
word. What do you think happens in the morning before 11 a.m?
It can't start with a C and then be beeped and end with an S.
Okay.
It sends me the wrong way.
Okay.
All right.
Is that why you said chicken?
Yes.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yes. And right. Yeah, cock-a-doodle-doo happens in the morning.
Yep.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. Oh.
You only just got it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Something that starts to see you. Okay.
Yeah.
What about mystery word number three? This is mine.
It was a tailor.
Oh, sorry.
No. Remember, these ones are put together by me. These are not the official ones.
Okay. We're just all practicing together. Mm. Me mainly.
He was a tailor, uh-huh. and he attempted a homemade...
Again, it just sounds like a swear word.
It's not a swear word.
He was a tailor and he attempted a homemade job. A homemade... what do tailors do? A measure. A homemade sewing kit. Nope, that's two words.
Have a listen again.
He was a tailor, uh-huh. and he attempted a homemade...
A homemade brew?
This is my favourite one. I think this should be the next mystery word.
A homemade beer. Homemade...
You're way off.
Barbecue.
It's so good. I think this should be mystery word number three.
Do I play the answer? Or yeah, well, leave people.
I know management are not going to pick it because I've already, they want the limelight, not me. But yeah, have a listen to the answer.
He was a tailor and he attempted a homemade parachute.
How good! Wouldn't that have been a perfect mystery word?
That would have been good. That would have been good.
A homemade... what's that going to be? People are going to be guessing homemade stuff.
No one's saying parachute.
No one is guessing parachute. We could have played that for a year.
Yeah.
That was an unbeatable mystery word.
Well, I want people to get it. I think we go back to this one.
There is about 50 loaves of in there. Have you been in there?
It's easy. It's easy. But it's a reminder, Sunny Coast, if you want a little leg up on the next mystery word, just make sure you're listening to Foz and Brooke because they could be saying it at any moment and then it'll just get packaged up and that'll be the next word worth $5,000.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You're about to hit the button on Bandle and we have actually upgraded Bandle this week because thanks to McDonald's, we got $50 vouchers to give away. You can fuel your cravings and get all your favourites with a Macca's run today.
Now let's do it.
Bandle.
If you're new to the show, you've never played before, then Bandle is our favourite game. Mm. We play along too because we don't know the answer. Basically, a song's been broken down into its parts and we reveal layer by layer what that song is until one of us guesses it.
More and more instruments get added as we go. Today's song is from 2007 and we will hold back now on our guesses this week because we can't win the McDonald's vouchers.
Not so hard for me.
It's up to you, Sunny Coast, when you know this song, 545-11919. It's a song from 2007.
So we just like, what, don't get to play? So do I like, can I have a code word for if I get it right?
I think you can hit layer one.
Okay.
Instead of complaining about not winning.
Okay, fair enough. Here we go.
And no, you can't win and you don't get a code word.
Shame. I don't know what it is.
2007. What sort of stuff are we listening to? 545-11919. Sunny Coast, I agree. I think you need another layer. I think
really?
You need
going
some more
straight
help.
To layer number two?
Yeah.
All right.
So, Sunny Coast, what I'm looking at the moment...
What?
...is Ellie giving me the biggest set of eyes possible because she's got it and she's not allowed to gloat. You're not allowed to do it, are you? It's eating you inside.
No,
I can
look,
see it.
Code word. I wasn't given one, so I can't.
There's nothing in it for you.
There's nothing in it
for
me.
We have to let a Sunny Coaster win the McDonald's. $50 to spend at Macca's, 545-11919. What is that song? Gonna need another layer.
All right, let's do it. This sounds like the karaoke version. Also,
I wanna take you
that
away.
Layer is called the choir layer.
Yes.
What's choiry about? That's not people singing, is it?
Mama say, mama say, mama go.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that's not, no.
That's some kind
that's
of synthy
AI
thing.
Or something.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. A lot of people calling through now. Apparently, they have got it. All right, CFM line one, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Is that your name?
Oh, hello there. How are you?
Hello. What's your name?
Laura.
Hello, Laura. Do you think
hello.
You know? Oh, she's so chirpy.
What? I put Laura, hello, in the system.
Hello.
Oh, yeah,
we sing.
Yeah.
My children and I think it's Rihanna. Please don't stop the music.
Laura,
got me.
Hello, hello to you and your children. You've done it.
Yay!
Oh, how old are your kids, Laura?
Well, we've got four, but I've got two in the car, and they are 10 and 6.
Oh, hello. Great.
Hello. Hello. Oh, it runs in the family.
Yeah, they're happy they get Macca's.
They do indeed.
Sure do. A $50 voucher is yours. Fuel your cravings. Get all your favourites with a Macca's run today.
Well done, Laura and family.
Now,
dare I say goodbye.
Thank you. See ya.
Oh,
that's not
goodbye.
As good. Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.